They will publish the prices of their tickets from city to city in their timetables, not between all stations, to be sure, but between the larger places. Now instead they put their fingers to their lips and say in a whisper things such as, "Shh, we charge an extra fare on this train, but we are not going to tell you how much it is and you'll never guess. Shh, why, I know a man who lived in New York for 5 years, and all that time he wanted to go to Philadelphia to see the city, but he never did, because he thought it cost much more than it does. He lacked the imagination to ask, but asking should not be necessary. Someday the railroads are going to do the obvious and advertise to that man. And there are hundreds of thousands of him." At this point Mr. Adams looked at the clock. Then he excused himself while he called up his garage and ordered his car. He was leaving on the night train for Chicago to tackle a difficult situation that had developed in the business of a large client, a big breakfast cereal manufacturer out west. They had sent for the great Adams, medicine man of business. He would be able to prescribe the remedy. As we rode into the city in the luxurious limousine, he sat deep in thought. I sat and thought, too. What was the secret of this man's success, I asked myself. And then I recalled the little boy's composition on the mountains of Holland. He wrote, "The mountains of Holland, there are no mountains in Holland." That is the answer, I decided. There is no secret, it is obvious. The end.